For WNPR News, I'm Frankie Graziano. On Thursday morning, Mayor Luke Bronin stood at a podium that sat on a bed of mulch. He was in a city park to talk about how $2.5 million raised in private funds will push his Youth Service Corps program into year two. Where he stood used to be an empty lot that featured a forgotten pile of dirt. He was joined by some of the 278 people that had made this initiative a reality.
The men and women that you see behind you who have made the decision to participate in this Youth Service Corps are doing it both because they care about their community and because they care about their future.
The idea is to get Hartford youth who would otherwise be unemployed minimum wage work through community service projects. The city says that 144 of the participants made it through the program in year one. Rodney Carr is one of them. He's 23 and was late to our interview because he was taking care of his three-year-old daughter. She has whooping cough.
You ever heard like a really bad smoker, it's like a bark?
Rodney says he makes about $300 a week through the program. He needs that money because he says he spends $70 to $80 a week on his daughter, on pull-ups and for transportation to get her where she needs to go. But he wasn't always able to provide for her this way. When she was born, he was in jail.
When I got them pictures of my daughter, she was born, like me not being there, just that feeling alone.
He was able to get into the Youth Service Corps within days of being released. He says he'd like to get his commercial driver's license, one in cosmetology, or whatever he can get his hands on through the connections he's been able to make through the program. Andy Cruz is 19. He's also a member of the Service Corps. He's using it to turn away from a past that includes multiple arrests.
I've been arrested for burning the house. I've been arrested for getting caught with drugs.
Cruz had been expelled for not showing up to the first month of his senior year at Hartford High. Sometime later, he was at a park when his friend confronted him.
Yeah, I told him, hey, you don't want to be out here chilling all the time. You want to make some money, do something for yourself.
Even though the city says you need a referral to get into the program, many of the Youth Service Corps members made contact with city personnel on the phone or online to request interviews. And if they did well enough in an interview, they were accepted. Terrence Stamps got in that way. Unlike Carr and Cruz, Stamps has never been arrested. Youth Service Corps is more than just a place to rehabilitate criminals. It's a venue for Hartford residents like Stamps who want a shot at a brighter day, but may not have the same opportunities as other kids their age.
I usually work with children. I was working with children for a year, so, that was pretty cool.
Our piece of the pie, the Hartford nonprofit that administers the Service Corps, has gone above and beyond to help him get his associate's degree at Capital Community College. He's hoping next to pursue a bachelor's in social work at Springfield College. Stamps wants to be able to influence a future generation of Hartford youth.
You know, it's always good to be a role model for the kids because, in this type of community, kids need, responsible people to look up to.
Year one of the Corps officially came to an end on July 31st, according to the city. Bronin says it waited this long to celebrate the opening of year two because of an internal review of the Youth Service Corps. Bronin also says that the program is not in jeopardy.
Our goal from the start was to make sure that this wasn't just a one-time, one-year thing, but something that would continue.
That means the city will have to continue to raise these funds from year to year to keep it going. Frankie Graziano, WNPR News.